My love. Forgive my bedraggled appearance. I didn't expect to see you. Yes. I suppose I have been out of sight for quite some time. These grotesque burns are taking longer to heal than I expected. And I couldn't stand being in that room any longer. I missed you, and I didn't want to waste any more time lying in my bed, drinking my woes away. I wanted to stretch my legs a little, enjoy some music, before returning to my room. Why, what are you doing here? You were hoping to join me for dinner. I'm not going to lie, my darling. I'd enjoy that greatly. But this is unexpected of you. You missed me as well. I don't know what to say. Not to sound bitter, but you seem to be enjoying your time alone. Shiloh is an excellent source of conversation. And I thought, I didn't want your nights to be spent looking at something so grotesque. You don't mind the way I look? That's kind of you to say, even if it is a lie. Come, let me take your arm while we walk. Let's make our way through the castle on the way to my chambers. Serafina will have our meals ready there for us by the time we arrive. Now then, shall we? Ah, the ballroom. Do you remember the first time we dined together? How we danced all night under the light of the moon. Though it took a little encouragement on my part to get you to move with me. With each dance we shared, you became a little more graceful on your feet. A little more intimate with your hands. You were highly skilled before you came here, but now your talents have become so wonderfully more attuned. Would you care to dance with me again? Lovely. Hold me close. Let me rest my cheek to your chest so that I may listen to your heart. It's so much calmer. Has your anger for me gone? Or have you learned to numb yourself to it? Is it strange to say I don't really care anymore? I just want each moment to last as long as possible. I said I'd make your final days in my castle wondrous. But look at me now. Look at you. This is far from the splendor I promised you. You deserve so much more. More time to live. More time to love. I wish that were the case, my dearest. But after all this time, and despite my proclamation. I've decided not to kill you. I see that look in your eyes, but hush, my love. I will explain in just a moment. It's a discussion that requires a little more privacy. Let me wrap my arms around you. Fly with me to my chambers. I want to make every moment tonight last. What did I say? Our dinner, ready on silver platters for us. Roast venison with potatoes and red wine for you. A full-bodied 33-year-old vintage for me. We have the entire night to enjoy ourselves. So, let's make up for lost time. Shall we dine? Or would you be right to let it go a little cold while we enjoy ourselves in other ways? I was hoping you'd say that. You're certain that my face doesn't disgust you? I'm so relieved to hear that, my love. I've been wanting to kiss you for far too long, but I was so worried you wouldn't find me beautiful anymore, that you would flinch at the thought of my lips on your skin, like before all this madness unfurled. Lie back and wrap your arms around me. Just enjoy the soft touch of my fingertips upon your skin. I've missed you so very much. You've made my dreary little corner of the world so wonderfully warm. I'm so grateful for every moment spent with you, even our initial violent encounter. My home, this castle, it takes and it takes. I'm honestly surprised that you're still standing, my darling. Still able to dance with me. Still able to run your fingers through my hair so gently. Just like that. My former lovers would have been bedridden by now. Little more than withering husks, fading with each passing hour, practically ghosts of their former selves. But not you, my fearsome hunter. No, they would not be weakened by the intense hunger of my kiss. By the end, I wouldn't even drink from them for fear of their life slipping away so quickly. It's something intangible, something I don't have any control over. You were so certain that I would be your end here. Well, you're not completely wrong, my love. When you first came here, I fully intended on ending your short life if you stepped out of line or continued to resist my charms. I thought that if this woeful place wasn't what killed you slowly over time, then I'd be merciful and end your suffering, removing a meddlesome threat to my rule, while still enjoying the pleasure of your exhilarating company for a short while. No. Even if you had run away after that daring first encounter, your fate would have likely been the same. 1 year later, death would have claimed you. Not with feminine fangs or furred ferocity, but with fragrance. The moment you crossed the threshold, their essence entwined you in their thorns. That scent has seeped into every fiber of your being. The powerful and deadly blue roses of my estate. Their perfume is poisonous to mortal beings. I've tried to burn them away, tear every last blossom and bud with my own claws, but no matter what I tried, nothing worked. Charlotte insisted that there was nothing to be done. Being a witch makes her immune, as does being undead or a beautiful little toy. All it takes is one breath, which you took when you intruded upon my home. And I was certain that after 1 short year, you too would be claimed by their sickness and sweetness. But no, here you lie, heart still beating just as fiercely, hands just as strong. Your hunter's constitution seemingly makes you immune to the roses. Something completely unexpected. Things have changed. My heart has changed. And I can't bear the thought of losing you. My dearest, my darling, my hunter. I don't want you to leave me after a year. Stay with me, here in my castle. Stand at my side. Be welcome in my bed. Make your home within my arms, now and forever. And perhaps in time, the thought of becoming an awe-inspiring immortal wouldn't be so bad. Together, we could bring wondrous change to the vampire court, strip away the old, gruesome traditions, and bring those ancient fools into a new age. You don't have to decide tonight, but know that I have never made this offer to another. I've never wanted another as much as I have wanted you. You won't leave me, will you? This castle is so cold, so empty, and you're so wonderfully warm. I can't begin to think of a future without you. My darling, what's wrong? Oh, you're so tired. It's all right. I am too. As always, tomorrow, hold me close and let us rest. I love you.
So beautiful. Oh, my mistress, what lovely hair you have. What soft skin. I wish I could feel you again, taste you again, breathe you in again. Just sleep. Rest. By tomorrow evening, everything will be set right.